If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is NTNN NNN, the weekly update with Alex Reynolds and John Glover for the first time. John Glover.
That's true. Hello.
Thank you for being here. Both Alex and John will be a part of the show in Melbourne at the Comedy Festival Greek Centre, 9:30 p.m. I'm lining up special guests already, which are usually a surprise for you guys.
Yeah. Yes. About 20 minutes notice, maybe.
Yeah. There was one that you weren't on for the cast and I said, no, you really need to come to the show tonight. And you're like, no, I'm busy. I'm like, no, come to the fucking theatre. And you came and I'm like, this is Danny Minogue.
Yes. Both Alex and I's lives were changed irreparably that night.
Every week we text each other and we say, do you remember when we performed with Danny Minogue? And then he has to remind me that he didn't perform with Danny Minogue.
I watched. Did. Yeah.
He watched and then met her.
Incredible. And complete showbiz machine. I'm so inspired by
Professional.
Her.
She was great.
Beyond anything I've worked with her the first time in 2009. And the first time I was like, oh, this is what it takes to be you. This is what it comes from being in the young talent team from the age of 8. You are a weapon and she is precise.
I believe that. If someone knows how to put the needle on it, it is Danny fucking Minogue.
Dude.
She was so kind as well and so generous. She walked into the room and I screamed. I couldn't help myself. Just had this moment of
You told me you had to leave.
I had to walk out of the room for a moment, then came back and she was so just amazing.
And she will occasionally, and this I'm bringing this up for a reason, she will occasionally go we were talking about, this and there's some people, masking, all right? So there's people flying out of the sky and da-da-da. She goes, I once came out of them. I was on a moon at Mardi Gras and I came out of the sky and I performed at Mardi Gras. And you're just kind of like, and? She's dropping names. It's always in context. So I should ask you both, how was Gay Christmas?
Oh, can I tell you, I actually co-hosted one of the viewing sections for the parade.
Oh, at the Bobby Goldsmith, on the Driver Avenue there?
Maybe one of them. I was on the most south one. The one that was not televised was me on a microphone with another comedian.
On Oxford Street.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I did that years ago.
Really?
The most amazing fun.
Oh, it was so
cool.
A lot
of fucking work for the first few hours before anything shows up.
Oh, yes. It was so delayed, of course, as it always is. And we arrived and the woman who was kind of like our chaperone walked us down and she was like, oh, and by the way, you guys get a free drink and dinner included. I was like, oh, fantastic. Did I ever get that drink and dinner? No. Here I am starving.
Counts.
The thought counts. And when you're doing, you need dinner when you go out on Mardi Gras night because of
it's the last
reasons.
Meal you have till Tuesday.
Yeah.
With an empty stomach, not a great Sunday morning.
Those are big viewing stands. People pay money to be a part of it. The money usually goes to charity. What was the crowd like?
The crowd was so random, mixed demographic. I don't think there were, I reckon 50% of them were visibly queer. And a lot of them were just kind of tourists who were like, yeah, I'll pay $80 to go see this. Why
and
not?
How do you feel about those percentages?
I like it. Yes. I'm for those percentages. Great. Yeah, lots of fun. It was just me and Rosie Delaney standing on a box that was half a foot tall. And both of us are 6 foot 12.
You're both very tall people.
Yeah.
I had to put my stool up higher so I could actually be... But you're both taller than me.
We're tall. Mm.
This is why I'm on a stool today.
Yes, yeah. I feel intimidated
down here. You shouldn't be.
But no, it was so fun. We're just talking shit into the microphone for ages.
Hours.
Yeah,
hours. Did you go to the party after?
I went to the Heaps Gay Party at Manning Bar afterwards.
And then so
I went
not out to on... the Horton Pavilion?
No, I've done that for a few years. I did it 2018, 2019, and it's a lot of fun, but it is also bedlam. Yeah. Absolute yeah. chaos. Yeah. I went the year that Cher was there, and there was
Holy fuck.
And it was so packed in the Horden that probably 40% of the people that attended had to watch her on a screen outside, myself included.
No.
I know.
You know what? That's basically like saying, I saw Mardi Gras, like I performed with Danny Minogue. Like, you didn't.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's close enough.
I love that Danny Minogue's like, I was on the moon and blah, blah, blah. And then you meet Danny Minogue and you're like, have you heard of Theatre of the Mind? Improv comedy.
Improvisational comedy is gold, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. She loved
it. Learn the ways.
And how was your Mardi Gras?
Mine was great. A little bit more subdued. Kept it small because just I'm going away.
Just
Calvin Klein.
Just ketamine, a few other tranquilizers. No, ended up watching the
Coke and Ket. I just learned that. It's so funny.
Were you one of the people who got 50,000 people who got a text message yesterday?
No, because I did not want to get ill. I'm going away this week. So ended up doing what I think is the best part of the night anyway at Mardi Gras, which is pre-drinks with your friends.
Yes.
We ended up doing a long protracted pre-drinks, watched the parade on TV, and we all like did fabulous makeup and had a few drinks and ate chicken wings, and then I was in bed by about 12 o'clock. Amazing. That's a first from me. I usually am out till the early hours. So
wow. Yeah,
I've aged. I'm humble. I don't know.
I ran into you last year. I remember.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Not really.
As you know, I've had a shit ton of hip surgery, and my new doctor that kind of led me through the last part of it, his office is based in the Byron Kennedy Hall at the now Disney Studios, which used to be at Mardi Gras. It was the Dome, which was one of the men-only spaces, and there was a men's tent. And the toilets of that place are where, famously, Trough Boy Trough Man would lie. And so when I go see my doctor for a checkup or, you know, my surgeon's there, I'm on the motorbike. I'm like, I'm waiting. I go to the toilets and there is the trough where Trough Man used to lay.
Wow.
A moment right in there. Sydney history.
Yeah. And where I sit where I'm waiting, that is I basically sit in the waiting room. That's where the big cowboy and I had a big makeout. Or a big bearded cowboy pash me.
Historical. I love this. Yeah. I'm not aware of Trough Man. I'm putting the pieces together and I cannot wait to Google it.
I love queer culture.
Each year, same. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
A fallen soldier.
No, whatever gets you through the night, you know, as long as everyone's consenting and we're all adults.
Yeah. I reckon he slept beautifully. You know, after that?
100%.
We are covering the biggest news of the week. I would love to know, Alex, what was the big, big news story for you this week?
Something that really stood out to me is a Townsville man has been fined $145,000 for clearing a driveway through a national park.
Is Townsville man like arm wrestling Gold Coast man for Australia's Florida man?
I dare say. A 74-year-old man. More details of the story involve there were bricks, tiles, concrete laid, creeks to create a pathway in protected national park in Townsville. The man spoke with the environmental department in 2019 to get some advice to see if it was possible to access his property. And they said, maybe you'll have to speak with us. Permits will be required, et cetera, et cetera. Since then, he's proceeded to hire a front loader and just make it happen himself.
That is so good.
Since been found out and due to the extensive damage in protected wetland areas through which several ecosystems he has just plowed through, he has been taken to court and subsequently fined $145,000
in Townsville is probably about $500,000 Sydney dollars.
With inflation, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
They'll never pay that off.
Fucking wild. Did they find him out because he was just there hosing the driveway? Like,
yes, there's several drone footage. No, I mean, one can presume. So they said that it's going to take several years to fix the damage that he's made. There's also in the sort of works that he undertook a ute set on fire and abandoned somewhere in the national park, all of which is, you know, incredibly confusing. But yeah,
we don't know. National parks aren't small.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that his property to get to the main road was like a 5K dirt road. And he thought, I could just do 100 metres through here and I'll be sweet.
2 kilometres.
A 2 kilometre driveway.
A 2 kilometre driveway. Sorry, did I miss that?
You did miss that part.
You know what? That's a good point, though. If he would have had to get people involved, pay for concrete, like get all these trucks and stuff in.
Yes.
Maybe $145,000 is nothing to him. He's just going to pay that fine and be like, well, it's done. That was like 10% of what it cost to build it.
Far out,
well,
man.
They're not letting him keep it. Like,
okay, my question is, why not? It's built. I know it sucks. We destroyed the wetlands, but like now we've got this road, so.
I think the idea is that destroying wetlands is bad and he shouldn't get away with it. So yeah. They're going to restore the damage. I mean, I'm just imagining this man hosing his driveway down and the, you know, authorities sort of coming in to check on him. Like, why were they there? How did they find him?
I can only imagine they're like rangers that go past.
Yes, I presume it's a, you know, small area. Everyone knows each other as well. So it's sort of like,
he's got the
check
neighbors.
On Bob. Yeah, I'm going up. Check on Bob. You want to come with me?
Oh, yeah. Also, oh, what's this new? Didn't there used to be a wetland here?
I don't see it. Look at that. There's a little letterbox.
Hey, Stan. Bruce. Oh. Yes. Ah. There you go.
Bob, what are you doing?
Hosing concrete. You know, I love it. This is town water.
I could have used that town water on my yard.
It's fine. I'm almost done. I've done 1,800 metres, just 200 to go. Oh.
We're on the way to your property. What are you doing down here?
Oh, this is the new way in.
Oh. we were just going to go around the long way.
No. I got the egrets and the frogs and the lizards out of the way. And now, look, it doesn't even hurt the shocks on the Explorer anymore. It's great.
Look at that concrete.
Yeah, it's great. The scree. How good's the scree?
Oh, that's fine.
Good floor.
I've actually never seen.
It's a really good floor,
so
isn't
flat
it?
Before.
Yeah, I've got to watch this golf ball. Look at that four line. Hey?
Oh, that's a hole in one right there.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. Beautiful. Oh, that's a straight shot up to your property.
Isn't it great?
Huge.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's really good.
I've got the 5-iron in the back of my ute. Do you reckon we could just, you know, do a few holes?
Yes, mate, just hold that for me. Can you point it? Speaking of which utes, can you just point that at that ute? It's still smoking a bit. Yeah. So occasionally, you know, I do get a, I mean, there's a lot, plenty of cane toads up here, but occasionally you get a few green tree frogs and a few other kind of rare amphibians. But it's fine. They just get on the concrete. It's very hot. They die. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. If they're getting in the way,
it's fine.
I got a bit of pest spray in my garage. I can go back. It's another K or two, but I can come back.
Yeah, God. Yeah. It's amazing. Well,
should we clear a bit more? Make a bit of a golf course?
There's one thing the national parks are good for, it's showing us where a golf course should be.
Oh.
You know?
That's what
I think. Mate, I've actually got that tattooed right here across my chest.
You speak the truth, Bob. That is hot. That is hot. Because like, there's nothing more beautiful than the open plain of just thousands of acres of buffalo grass where natural habitat once was.
Absolutely. Hold on, wait a second. Wait. You got a permit for this?
Did you see the round one at NRL is back? I'm so excited about it, Cowboys.
Oh, yeah,
how great.
Are we going to the game together?
It was amazing.
Should we fly?
Remember when Thurston was like, oh, my God, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, so it'll be so quick to get there
I'll put the keg on under the house. It'll be brilliant.
Oh, are you coming over for dinner on Thursday?
Yeah, of course.
Cheryl's been asking about you. She's been asking me, wife, how's your wife's back?
She's good. Kid's good. Kid's good. One of them fucking ran that yid off the road. So it's
All right. Kids. That's all right. Yeah, boys will be boys, actually.
Sorry, you do have a permit for this, right?
The Callaway Golf Clubs. You're going to love them. I mean, look at that.
Look at that.
Hold that driver.
How's that shit?
Hold that putter.
Oh, there's some good weight to that.
Yeah.
Oh, watch out.
You remember when we were you remember the cane toad golf we used to like? I mean,
oh, you've licked a few cane toads in your time.
It's pretty good. I am so excited for where, because we're Gold Coast come up here. What we should do is we'll get a spot in town at the Oaks, and then we can all watch the game. And that way we don't have to, drive home. We want to do the right thing.
Yeah. And you know what? If the kids are bored, they can just get in one of the big tires I've got off the back of the old ute, roll down this new driveway.
It was good enough for us, good enough for them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
we all just need to see the permit, and then we better go.
Oh, Milton Mango.
Oh,
there
thank
you go.
You. Psh,
Milton Mango. I know you're on the clock.
Oh, cheers.
I can feel a forest. Beautiful one day, perfect the next.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Fellas, to commemorate this new driveway, let's sing the Australian National Anthem.
Your voice, try and understand it.
Make an order, make it clear.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, actually, that's fun. It's not our problem.
It actually is our problem.
Yeah. Oh. I never got one. I never got it. But it's fine. Look how beautiful it is. And it's like you only get permits for things that are done shit. I mean, look, it's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
It is. It raises the quality of the area.
Absolutely.
Well, you're right. Yeah, what council would blow their nose at that?
Yeah. We'll just tell a couple of people. It'll be fine. We'll let it.
It'll blow over.
Who's going to need to know?
Just, the Department of Environment.
Those fuckers.
Yeah.
They were around here the other day.
Oh.
Don't look too closely in the back of the ute. The one that's on fire.
Do
you guys want to come to the house?
Absolutely.
You'd like to see my new deep freeze is really good.
Oh, Dill, I know Dill's about to start.
Yeah,
I think I'm
right.
How good's Danya?
I'm at home. I'm like, I'll take that deal.
We'll see you in the game.
No deal.
Jesus Christ, run, get out. Run. I presume it went something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Having spent a fair amount of time in North Queensland, I don't think we're very far from the truth.
I've never been more north than Brisbane in this country.
The thing about Queensland is the further north of Brisbane you go, the looser it gets.
And just, the more sugarcane you see.
Just know that. As you get further north, things just start to unravel. By the time you get to Bowen, it's just like, it's all better. It's a little more international once you get towards Cairns, because they kind of have to have their shit a bit more together because there's like an airport and things to take care of. But once you get, not even west, like go out to Longreach or Blackall or anything like that.
I was just making up suburb names. I've never heard of this. Yeah.
As long as you like the smell of groundwater, sulfur.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love the smell of sulfur in a petrol-y way. It's the
artesian water that they irrigate with. Mm. Everything stinks of it.
Interesting. I did a little tour thing, drove from Cairns all the way down to Brisbane, stopped at a few places along the way, several RSLs.
Yep.
Yeah, the RSL tour of FNQ.
Yeah, we didn't get to see a lot because we were doing so much driving, but I saw so much sugarcane.
Yeah.
So much. And met a few interesting people along the way too.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah. It's my home.
Spiritual
home. Of course. Yeah. I was just there yesterday.
Oh.
I did a gig on the Golden Coast. At a hotel. And in the hotel bar, I shit you not, the hotel bar was called Shoey's.
Oh.
Where friends with feet go to meet. Meet me at Shoey's.
What sort of dress code do they have at the establishment?
It's a Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Gold Coast formal, so tank top, thongs.
I was going to say thongs allowed because how hard is it to do a shoey from a thong? Not
people
impossible.
People have tried.
You just hold it like a funnel.
Yes.
And they pour the tequila into it.
You've got to kind of almost fold it up on itself like 30 degrees.
Yes.
But I did fly. I flew Virgin Australia there yesterday, who made the news this week by saying Virgin Australia going to allow small pets in the cabin, small dogs and cats. Now, when I lived in America, that's quite common practice to have a dog or a cat in a plane. I have two small dogs. They're both idiots. And I would never, ever want to take them on a plane or be on a plane with dogs like mine. Yet I know people who have a very strange relationship. Anyone calls an animal a fur baby?
No.
They have this kind of weird way of seeing their animals' really shitty, disgusting behavior versus the way everybody else sees it.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely.
And I think about cats, right? I'm married to, like, Audrey is so astoundingly allergic to cats that when we went to my brother's house, my brother and his husband had a cat who's since passed away, but with them forever. She would just sit there on their couch, not touching anything, and they would put a blanket down so she could sit on it, and welts would start to appear on her neck just from the air.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that would make flying to Cairns a pleasant experience.
No. I mean, flying in general, domestically, not a pleasant experience. Add pet allergies to it. What are the constraints around this? Is there more details in
free
terms
rain,
of...
No cage.
Free rein, no cage.
You have to pay for a seat for the cat or dog, though.
Interesting.
I'm sure there's going to be a weight restriction. Like, no one's about to get their Bordeaux on a plane.
I was going to say, we're getting some St. Bernards on there? What's going on?
I hope
on?
Not.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's it'd have to be toilet trained, and it'd have to be for flights under a certain, like, you can't go to Perth.
Surely.
You can put animals in cargo, right? There's like a service for that.
Yeah, they go
that.
Under. Our dogs go under and you can hear them barking.
Oh, good. how horrific. You'd be like, I just want to hold them and tell them everything's going to be okay.
Are they going to start sort of sectioning the plane like they, you know, like we've got, you know, business class, premium economy, and then pet section? Because I would love that. As someone who doesn't have allergies and loves cats and dogs, if I got to be entertained by someone else's pet on a flight, I'm all for it. Bring them long haul, I say.
I am the exact opposite of you. I can't imagine a hell worse than being on a flight and just hearing someone's cat or dog, or like kind of seeing it or just having it next to me. I think they should...
Free, darling, come back. Fifi's gone down the aisle. Someone grab that cat.
Bing bong. Attention, passengers on flight VA386 to Brisbane. If anyone owns Fifi, the rat little cunt that's flying around the plane, I know the seatbelt sign is on, but it's okay if you want to get up and just tether her back to your seat. Thank you.
Pass her down. Pass Fifi down to me.
Ma'am, hi. My name's Gavin. I'm one of the flight attendants here. Your dog is out of control, and it's licking. It's eating other people's cheese and crackers, biscuits, and it's just taking a shit past the little velvet rope where all the people know not to go because we have a class system in the air. We pretend it doesn't exist. Can you go and sort that out? Because that is just really, really out of control.
Oh, no, that's just Fifi being Fifi, darling.
No, that is your dog being disgusting and spreading worms inside a cabin.
He belongs in first class. I couldn't afford it, but let him stay up there. Oh, he's so cute.
Okay, look, I'm going to... You and your fake Louis Vuitton dog carrying bag are going to have to get the fuck out of that chair and go and get that dog. Otherwise, I'm going to kick you off this plane.
I will not be spoken to like this.
Bing,
I
bong.
Am a paying customer.
I'll be right with you.
Attention passengers, this is Sophia, your head steward again. If any of the front premium economy passengers would like to, say, enact revenge by entering economy and taking a shit in the aisle, please feel free. We support you wholly. Thank you.
Ma'am, it looks like some of the passengers from up front are going to make their way down to have a bit of a word with you about Fifi's.
Them on. I love Fifi. Fifi can do no wrong in my eyes.
As you know, cabin crew don't supply poo bags, so I hope you've got a lot because this looks like half of the Wooden Heskett Football Club is about to join you.
All right, where do we shit? Where do we shit? Tell me where to shit and I'll shit.
This one here. This 42B,
I can tell it's a fake Louis Vuitton bag, lady.
How dare you, young man? Pull your pants up. No, I will not speak to you unless your pants are up.
Oh, they're staying right down around my ankles. All right, do you have a newspaper or something? What do you got?
Yeah, you can use my phone. TikTok. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, mate.
My God. Fifi. Fifi's here. Fifi's here. Fifi, Attack! Oh. Fifi, attack!
Oh, yeah, Fifi, come here. Sit right there. Yeah. No, just sit between my ankles, Fifi.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're shitting on my dog.
Come on, Fifi.
You're shitting on my dog.
Oh. Your dog is eating the shit. That's what dogs do, is they eat shit.
Oh, my God.
So
no.
Have a wet wipe for you.
Fifi, down. Fifi, no.
Would you like a warm towel? Is that
oh,
nice?
Yes, that'd be lovely.
It's quite comfortable.
Thanks,
I use it sometimes. It's quite a towel warm for you.
Thanks, darling.
You're welcome. Part of the service here.
Oh, I'm liking this airline.
My beautiful, beautiful Fifi tainted by your feces. How dare you?
Bing-bong. This is Sophia, your head steward again. If some of our strongest people in the exit rows could perhaps put their hands on the clasp of the door, we will be opening the aft side door of the plane in T-minus 10 seconds.
Get your hands off me. I will jump out myself.
T minus 5 seconds.
Bring Fifi. Fifi, come with mummy.
Three,
Fifi, come with mummy.
Two,
Fifi.
One.
Fine.
The cabin depressurizes. All the shit flies out the window.
I love you, Fifi.
Can I give you this towel back, mate? It's covered in my shit, but I don't really have anywhere to put it.
Where's that woof? Oh, God.
Fuck. Is there space in the overhead, mate?
Actually, we've got the pie warmer up the front.
Oh, even better.
You sick, heartless people.
I'm sorry, I'm not a dog person. It just comes out of me.
And that was absolutely it. I am. The idea of it's a cat or a dog.
Mm.
Okay, it's more the person who believes that their cat or dog is beyond reproach that
yes.
I am
against.
I have the shits for.
I agree. Yeah. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
But I feel the same about parents sometimes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Hit me. Go.
Oh, I've worked in customer service, unfortunately.
In what capacity?
Cafes, theatre, everything.
Oh, so you've had a public-facing gig,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have had parents hand me their baby.
Get out.
Oh.
Hand me their baby.
And do what with it?
Just...
What do they want?
Just no questions asked, just take this. I'm not qualified. You don't know who I am. But, you know, also just letting their kids completely run amok in various scenarios, settings. And I get that being a parent is very difficult, just like being a fur parent is very difficult.
Oh.
But just, you know, be slightly apologetic. I don't know. It's a big topic.
I think it's fair.
It says a lot.
Yeah.
But you've already said enough.
To not go down the whole what next route, in places like California, when I was last there with my family, there was a sign on the wall of a cafe we were going into saying, we reserve the right to refuse service animals. Because there, if there's weird laws, like if you've got a thing, say, oh, no, this is my service animal, you're not, by law, allowed to ask why you need it, nor refuse entry. And the woman just says, I will go to court. There's a person here who tried to bring a fucking pony in.
And no.
And this is a nice kind of mid-50s lady who looked like she'd owned the restaurant for some time. She's got a family, you know, she's got like a Jesus quote behind her on the wall. She goes, yeah. And there's another motherfucker that tried to bring a parrot, a fucking parrot, into like a bird into a restaurant with a wingspan of like a meter and a half, some sort of weird Brazilian macaw.
Jesus.
You're taking the piss, man.
Well, Australians absolutely will take the piss as well. That's the thing. Like, it's not going to stop at cats and dogs. Just
better not.
Cannot wait to be checking into a domestic flight and having be standing behind someone who's trying to bring, like, some sort of lizard.
Carpet snake.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm showing up with a carpet snake.
Where does it stop? I'm bringing on a snake. I'm bringing on a parrot. I'm bringing on a bridge. People are marrying bridges these days.
Ferrets.
Ferrets.
Fucking ferrets. We're going to take a commercial break.
Yes.
Because we're going to play ads.
Great.
Because something's got to keep the lights on and the mortgage paid. We have a sports story, probably the only sports story worth covering. The NRL went to Las Vegas, but it has nothing on the greatest football story, possibly of the decade. And it's brought to us by our own Sam Kerr, John Glover, with the sport in a moment.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is NTNN, NNN, Real Stories, Fake News. We are back with Alex Reynolds and John Glover. John, you're a sports-loving man.
You know that about me.
I do really love how much, as a cast, I did implore upon you. It's like, guys, you're just really going to have to learn about sport.
Yeah, and we've all refused.
It's going to be okay. And I hope that in that you have found at least some amount of, actually, there's something in this. It's not just, because I hated it, because it reminded me of the people that used to bully me at school. So I always hated it. But then when I realized, oh, no, this is a way that people who don't know each other can bond. This is actually quite nice. Then I started to really, really enjoy it. And, you know, from there, what life goes on. But there's a brilliant sports story that came out this week. And it was one of those ones where a little information came out and everyone made one big call and then a bit more information came out. And it was a very different tale.
Absolutely. Fantastic PR move from Sam Kerr, I will say, from the Matildas. So the first lot of information was we knew that there was an altercation that happened with her in the UK.
All-time superstar Sam Kerr, striker for the Matildas,
yes.
Scored the greatest fucking goal of the last decade in any league, in any sport, in anywhere in the world.
Yes.
I was there with Georgia, my stepdaughter, and my mother-in-law. We were there at the stadium. We watched it happen. It was a fucking cannonball. It was just amazing.
Oh, that night was electric. Everywhere you went in the street,
incredible.
People were watching it.
Don't ask about how the train ride home went, but it was. I got goosebumps just to think about it. It was like the woman is an astounding athlete.
She's a machine.
She's the most famous sports star at the moment.
Yeah. This is after she shoulder charged that fuckwit on the like, she's like, could she be any more of a hero?
Amen. Amen.
Exactly.
God, I love that video.
And once someone gets so famous, you're like, I think it's easy to forget that celebrities are just normal people who had a hobby that they became good at and now we love them for that.
Yes.
But they still do normal things like, you know, say offensive things to cops in altercations in taxi cabs. So she was in the UK, had said something racist, defamatory, apparently, to this cop, and we didn't know what it was.
And then Australia fucking lost it.
Yeah, we were like, how could you? This is Australia. We do not support racism in this country. We do not. In the UK, fine. What you do, where we're from, absolutely. Do whatever you want. But and then it took like, what, a week, I think, of us
no,
being like,
it was like 24 hours, 48
hours. I thought it was
hours.
Way longer.
Yeah, it was about 2 days. Yeah. Okay. It was about 2 days of everyone going, Sam Kerr, racist slur, because it rhymes.
Yeah.
They loved it.
It was huge for a few days. And then we didn't know what she said. And then it came
all
out.
All the context of what happened.
No. And I believe the context now as we know it is that she must have been drunk or something, I assume, in this taxi in the UK, had thrown up, cops got involved, and then she said to this cop that he was a stupid white bastard. And we all went, oh.
Huh.
Is that? Oh, that's it. Oh, okay, sorry, I thought you'd like use the N-word or something. No, not our Sam Kerr. Oh, thank God. And we all breathed a sigh of relief that she'd only said stupid white bastard.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It is kind of nice, finally, fair enough, you're a role model, all right? One of my friends has, you know, her young son has no idea that men play soccer. Her son believes is that this is a game that women fucking slay at, and they go all the time. They went the other night. That, as far as this boy's concerned, this is a game that only women play and at the elitist level in the world. So it's kind of nice that finally the same rule that has applied to male footballers for years is if you're really fucking good on the field, there's a lot we'll let go of. All right? And so, yeah, the woman's a role model. Like, do you really want to be going out and throwing up in a cab and calling cops names? You probably don't. There's many people look up to you. But that fucking goal, off you go. Wait.
Yeah.
But would men be attempted to be criminally charged for it? And the answer is no. Men get away
never.
With everything.
No,
there never. Are men who have been convicted of sexual assault, harassment, horrible, horrible things, and has not damaged their career at all. And there are men who have done that and not been pardoned by judges because they don't want it to affect their standing in the community.
I've missed this, Alex, so much.
The trials in a year.
Order, please. Order. Constable Glover, can you take us through what happened on the night?
Yes, yes, of course. It was just a normal night on my beat.
Right? I object.
Excuse you. It was a normal night on my beat.
I object. It wasn't a normal night. Sam Kerskall, free. I said it, free goals that night. It wasn't normal. That was incredible.
Sustain.
All right. All right. So it was a magical night, all right, I suppose.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. And I'm just doing my traffic beat, right? And this car had been pulled over on the side of the road just outside Westminster Abbey, right? Place close to my heart.
I object.
I'm sorry, but it is.
I object.
Yeah.
Westminster Abbey, close to his heart.
Overruled. You don't know how he feels about the political system in the country.
Fine.
Continue on. Thank you. Get on with it.
All right. So there's this woman who I've seen on the telly, right? She looks familiar. I don't really know. And she's having an altercation. And I think, well, I'm a straight white man. I should probably intervene here and see if she is being a nuisance to him.
I object.
Right? Yes.
On what grounds?
Several. All right. You thought that you should intervene.
Yeah, I'm a hero. I'm a cop. Yeah. I'm a police officer.
But
who is more equipped to handle a situation?
I'd say almost anyone else. Almost anyone else. But all right, fine, I'll let this one slide. You can keep on going, I guess.
Carry on.
All right.
What actually happened? Like, so you, from what I understand, Constable, you arrived at the scene, you see a woman, she seems to be in some amount of distress. Were you there to assist the woman or the cab driver in the situation?
Well, I'm here to find the peace, all right? And in most cases, that usually means siding with the man because we have a bond, you know?
Yeah.
This taxi driver and I, we go way back. To 5 seconds before I walked over and I made eye contact with him. Well, that's a bond you cannot get with just some woman.
There's one I understand, yes.
Yes, thank you. And so I go up and I say politely, what the fuck are you doing, bitch? Which was very polite of me, okay? And then she said the worst words you can say to a straight white male police officer here in the UK. She said, get off me, you stupid white. I can't even say the last word. I can't say it. Bastard. I'm sorry.
I object.
It's just so horrible.
I object.
Yeah.
All right, listen. He's a stupid white bastard. That's all
Objection.
I've got to say.
Excuse really me, I have a high school education, thank you.
I'll bet you do.
All D's. That's pretty good. That's up there. That's one of the top letters.
He's qualified.
He's qualified to be a stupid bastard, that's for sure. Now, look, she apologises. Well, I don't think that a regular person would have been charged at all. I reckon this man, a year later, said, hold on a second, I reckon that bird was famous. He's finally cottoned on that this is a footballer, and that's the reason he's bringing the charge. Got nothing to do.
It has nothing to do with that.
Can I just ask, how many people have called you a stupid white bastard in your career?
Oh, my career was like 25 years, carry the one. I'd have to say about maybe over 500.
That's a lot of evidence up against you. And can I just double check, how long did you wait to make this complaint?
Oh,
when did the actual incident occur?
Okay, so when did that goal happen? It would have been about 2 weeks after she really became nice and famous, you know, made all the tabloids.
January 2023.
So you've waited over a year.
Oh.
And, might I say, after our country was humiliated in an international match by the defendant, to make this complaint?
Oh, well,
yeah. That you're not trying to get some sort of gigantic cash settlement out of this is difficult for me to get to.
Okay. It's not a gigantic cash settlement, all right? It's not what I want.
What do you want?
If we could settle this out of court, if we could make this happen, all I want...
Penalty shootout.
I want to be on the field. I need to be famous. Put me in Celebrity Big Brother. That's all I want. That's all I want. It's just a shot. It's just a chance. A showbiz. If she could be famous, why can't I? She just kicks.
I've got a question, actually, if you don't mind.
Knock yourself out.
What did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a child?
Oh, that's beautiful, wouldn't it? I grew up watching David Beckham. And then,
here we go.
Became a cop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Likes precision, likes things. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm throwing this case out.
What?
The court finds in favour of Sam.
Oh,
you,
no.
Constable, I'll put you in touch with the people from the reality television world.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No worries.
Actually, it works out pretty well.
Yeah, well, we might get you. I can't believe they hired me. That's a really brand new show. It's basically settles on law enforcement and their inability to basically keep the company of other people who aren't idiots.
Oh, I could do that.
Channel 4. Put me in, coach. Saturday nights. I love watching it with my wife. All right.
Up the tillies.
A fucking year. Really?
And the court case is meant to be for held next year. So this so long protracted period, it just, come on.
It stinks.
Yes, it stinks.
When you stack it up against other stuff that footballers in public have done, or cricketers for that matter.
Yes.
Like there's a magical number of goals or wickets or world records that you've got under your belt where people go,
that's what I mean.
It's the criminal charges that are really getting me. I'm doing a show at the moment going into sports culture and I've been doing a bit of research on players and convictions and how men are rewarded in the community for their actions. And it's very interesting. There's been several people who have committed atrocious acts that have been pardoned by judges because the judge didn't want it to affect their career.
Mm.
So we've got that standard there. And then we have Sam Kerr and this incident being criminally charged over this commentary. It's just a nightmare, basically. Like, men have been excused for so long for absolutely atrocious things, violence, sexual violence, harassment, stalking, all sorts of things.
Yep.
So to have this looked at in sort of the same light scale on a criminal level, I think is atrocious.
Absolutely. Do you remember when Alec Baldwin was, he called someone a faggot, but in like court or wherever it went to, he was like, no, I said fathead. I always say fathead. That's a normal word that people say. And that's fine. It just went away after that. I think it was on a set or something. So funny.
Pricey.
That is, if you're using that word,
yeah,
it's like, oh, I'm just sad for you. Yeah. I really am.
Yeah. But people sort of are equating the use of white and saying it is the same thing as commenting on a person of colour or a queer person.
Yeah.
And the weight of the word is so different. And
status has a lot to do with
status and power has a lot to do with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it has a huge amount to do with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it a great look? Like when you've got to talk to your 8-year-old about what their hero, the woman whose name is on the back of their jersey that they go to sleep in every night, when you've got to talk to your kid about what they have done, it's not a great look.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she is contrite and I'm sure she is, you know, trying to be a better person and not do that sort of thing. But to do this kind of thing.
Yeah. The level that it's been taken to.
Certainly when, as you described, when there are people who are, you know, awaiting trial for the most heinous shit and still get to play it professionally.
Professionally, exactly.
Yeah. It's a standard that if we're going to hold, we should hold it for everyone.
Yes.
Let's just be fair about it, shall we? You are both doing shows at the Comedy Festival?
Correct.
Yes.
Extraordinary. So we're on at 9:30. When is your show, Alex?
My show is the second half of the festival. It's called Scrum. It is at the QV Women's Centre from the 9th to the 20th of April.
You were doing the whole show in drag.
Doing the whole show. I'm doing a drag king character. His name is Scrum. He's a diehard NRL Sharks, Cronulla Sharks supporter, and he is a riot.
He's insane.
A good time.
I saw the trial show.
See what you did there?
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
The research is paying off.
And I saw your show last year. I absolutely loved your show last year. What's your show this year called?
I'm doing a show this year called Microsoft Orifice.
Yes.
Fantastic title, if I do say so myself.
Gorgeous.
It started as like a love letter to computers, and it kind of turned into a hate letter. So there's a lot of like, it's very like millennial. It's very Windows XP. It's very much hating work culture. And I think it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's on at 5:30 p.m., the exact same dates as NTNN and NNN.
Oh, wow. So you're coming straight from your gig.
Yeah. So it's at the Catfish Bar in Fitzroy from March 27 to April 6, 5:30 p.m. right after work. And then NTNN and NNN is on at 9:30.
My God. Are you going to be able to get rid of that stupid fucking paperclip before you show up?
He follows me everywhere. He's in my dreams.
I still hate that thing.
I loved it.
Be
so
nice to
Quippy.
It was friendly. Look at the eyes. They were
You're
so
looking
gorgeous.
Like, what did Quippy do to you?
I'm just like, just the blue screen. I still get it with this one. I get the beach ball.
Oh,
I remember the beach ball.
Yeah.
Don't like the beach ball.
No,
it means something bad's coming.
The blue screen with the shitty old font from 1986. We're like, oh, this is not good. I don't know what happens now. I can't turn it off and turn it on.
Put it to the side and don't look at it. That's what I see. That's how I deal with any tech problem.
I'm so afraid. My show has a PowerPoint presentation, so I need my laptop there on stage. And my laptop is so bad. I'm so afraid it's going to die mid-show or something. Like, figuring out the cables is
going to
be hard.
You're going to want to get a backup.
Yeah.
I do a lot of that kind of shit. I might talk to you about that. I might even have something I can lend you.
Please.
You need something that's robust.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
This has been great.
Us.
Have a great day of news.
Yeah.
I shall.
We will.
I'm always having a great day of news.